I know you've seen it. The guy in the beat-up compact pulls up next to you at the stoplight and immediately catches your attention. You try not to look, at least not conspicuously, but it's impossible not to notice. Behind the wheel, he is moving and grooving with careless abandon to his own personal soundtrack, completely caught up in the rhythm and the cadence of some band that he obviously appreciates. With two sets of windows between you and your car's speakers supplying your own soundtrack of choice, you can only guess at what riffs, wails, and jams are providing such irresistible motivation for a bucket seat dance. Now, sometimes we see the same spectacle walking down a sidewalk. Earbuds or oddly hip headphones, I don't quite get that, provide the tunes and the necessary silence for the elaborate pantomime. It's fascinating, often comical, to watch the guy who is overcome by the tunes that only he can hear. He moves to his own private music. He rocks to his own personal beat. He doesn't care what anyone else hears or doesn't hear. He doesn't care what anyone else sees as he succumbs to the rhythm. He yields to the cadence in abject submission and lets the tune carry him away. You've all seen it. In fact, you have all done it. It's true, and you know it. Don't worry, no one has been interested enough in your dancing to plant hidden cameras on your dashboard or in your kitchen. I haven't observed anything. Your careful discretion has not been compromised. You do not have to fear any awkward postings on YouTube. Still, if there is no video record, even if there isn't one, you have done it. Even if you aren't a front seat or a family room dancer, you've done it. We all move to our own personal soundtracks. Whether you're sitting at a stoplight, sitting in class, or sitting at your desk staring at a computer monitor, you're moving to your own groove. You're doing it now. Right now, there's a tune playing in your head, a familiar cadence that beats out your life's tempo and style. There's a rhythm that guides you as you think and as you act and as you interact with those around you. There's a drummer setting the pace and the tone of your living. So who's your drummer? Who's establishing the rhythm of your living? Who's controlling the tempo and the technique of your life? Who's determining the way that you move through life? It's a pressing question that deserves some attention. St. Paul thought so. The apostle was concerned that the Christians in Colossae would keep moving and grooving to the right beat. He was concerned that perhaps some of those who had been claimed by Christ might be plugging in to an alien soundtrack. He was afraid that another drummer might provide the rhythm for their lives. And in Colossae, there were plenty of drummers around offering a beat and providing a pulse. The Judaizing elements had infiltrated the church, and from outside there was the threat of inflated human reason in the form of philosophy and the academic world. And then there was the ever-present danger of a life shaped by the standards and dreams of self-indulgent man. Paul's antidote was simple. Listen to Jesus Christ. Hear the rhythm that he establishes. Focus on the tempo and the style that he provides. Don't just receive Christ as your defense against divine wrath and eternal condemnation, but actually walk in him. In other words, move according to his soundtrack. Let him provide the beat. Make sure that your drummer is Jesus. Paul's logic is straightforward and irrefutable. Jesus is Lord. That makes him God. That means he knows something about how life is supposed to work. He knows something about how your life is supposed to work. And not only that, but baptism binds believers together with Jesus in a way that transcends every other relationship. One who is joined to Jesus should walk in Jesus. He should follow the tempo and the style that Jesus provides. He should groove to the beat of Jesus. Paul just knew it. That's hard to do. And Paul knew that too. And you know it. The number of alternative soundtracks available to guide the shape and the way of your life has not diminished since the time of Paul. You've got options. You've got plenty of them. And while Jesus certainly has his place, providing eternal salvation, giving you comfort and hope during those dark days, it is still powerfully tempting to limit his role to things that are largely peripheral to the ordinary grind of living. Instead of hearing the beat of life provided by Jesus, you choose other sources and you follow other drummers. You hear and you feel the din and the pounding of public opinion, and without even realizing it, you start stepping and swaying to a different rhythm. You say and you think what everyone else is saying and thinking, yielding to the culture, yielding to the academy, yielding to the pressure, and hardly knowing that you're even doing it. Perhaps it's not such a big deal if two people share a home outside of marriage. After all, they are committed and planning to marry. Maybe it's really not our business to tell people who to love or what to do in their bedrooms. It's a little embarrassing. Why can't women serve in combat if they really want to? Don't they have a right to pursue their dreams? Those who are infiltrating our borders need to be stopped, and they need to be sent back regardless of circumstances. And such are the tunes and the riffs you hear all around you. Such are the drummers that begin to pound out a rhythm that begins to control the rhythm of your life. Yes, the beat of the world and its way of living is loud and incessant. Through Facebook and friends, through scholars and scientists, through media darlings and through social celebrities, through your phone, through your computer, through your TV, your radio, your eyes, your ears, you are assaulted with the pounding soundtrack of the world around you. But Jesus is Lord. You have been baptized into him, and now you need to walk in him. You need to move and to groove to his beat all the time. Walk in him. Don't walk around him when it's inconvenient to follow his lead. Walk in him. Don't blow past his will and his ways and walk through him. Walk in him. Don't reject his clear plans and his claim on your thinking and walk over him. Walk in him. Walk in sync with his purposes for your life. Walk in sync with his way of seeing life and responding to life. Listen. Listen to the beat of his drums. You can't miss it. His beat is singular and radical. Get in the groove of his tunes and yield to the rhythm that he sets. Walk in him in your daily life. Pick up his tempo and his style in the way that you spend your money, in the way that you relate to your family and your friends, in the way that you go about your work, in the way that you think about your politics and in your entertainment habits. Listen. You can hear his soundtrack. You can feel the rhythm of his beat. You know that he's pulling you in, urging you to sway to the unique tune that only he can provide. Go ahead. Don't hold back. Let yourself go. Give in. Yield to the smooth and wild, never tired, always unpredictable, radical and wonderful soundtrack of your Lord Jesus. Start dancing. Right where you sit, right there behind the wheel, right behind your desk, hanging out with friends, alone in your thoughts. Listen. Listen to Jesus' tunes and move and groove to that beat. Make a spectacle of yourself. Maybe someone will actually notice. And maybe they'll join you and learn just how remarkable and beautiful life can be when Jesus is your drummer. Amen. You stand for the hymn.